So come up here, sweetheart, if you would, and say, Lizzie and I were like, neither one of us want to share anything tonight because we feel grumpy. And then I show up and there's Joanne Stotts over there being like, lift off the spirit of heaviness and just praise. And she's praying over us. So welcome to our lives and our marriage, guys. Say what you were going to say tonight.
Okay. So it's really been on my heart. I don't know if you guys feel this way. It could just be me. But I feel like something has lifted, meaning that relationships, small things that used to be small, now all of a sudden a huge fire is ignited. Anyone else feel that way? And so this was on my heart. I've been praying for Holy Spirit unity for a while now. And then all of a sudden, since I started praying that, it seems like there's all these explosions of relationships everywhere. And so the Lord led me to 2 Corinthians 3. And if you want to turn there, there's so much more here than what I can say, but I felt like he gave me one thing that I wanted to say. That he wants to say to his church right now. And that's that we have to gaze on him. And if we take our eyes off of him and try and figure out the relational stuff, if I am trying to look at Jonathan and fix those things, or if I'm trying to look at myself and fix those things, then I'm missing it. Because when we gaze on him, he changes us into himself. And we're literally changed from one degree of glory to another. So it says, but their minds were hardened. For to this day, when they read the old covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. So just to say what Joanne was saying, that turning, all we're doing, we're turning, whether it's away from ourselves, away from that relational trouble, we're turning away and saying, no, you, Jesus, we're looking to him. And then it says the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And so that power, and if you looking, I think it's Colossians 2, he talks about how that unity comes by us looking on him. And by looking on him, our faith is increased. And when our faith is increased, then we have something which we can agree upon. So we're not fighting for that unity with someone else. We're gazing upon Jesus. He literally changes us into himself. And then that Holy Spirit unity comes. And so I just wanted to encourage you guys just again, just that this, just like this baby is in my womb, is what we are here now. This is just practice for reigning with him forever. And that's been really sobering to me because I feel really infant-like right now and really incapable. And I just feel him saying, it's okay. This is just for you to learn for all of eternity because I have made you kingdom priests to rule and reign with me.
Yeah. Amen. That'll preach. So when we gaze on Jesus, we're transformed into his image. Yes. When we gaze on each other and all my problems that I might have with Drew Parrish, and I'm frustrated the way he's talking to me, yada, yada, yada. Then all of a sudden I'm not being transformed, am I, anymore? I'm doing great with Drew. I haven't had any fights with him lately. But I'm focused on another guy and his issues with me. And all of a sudden, what am I not doing? being transformed into his image. So I got issue. I got ought with my brother who I see. How can I love my God who I can't see if I can't love my brother who I can see? And so this is real work. This is real effort to stay in the ring with each other and work through this, but it's worth it.